Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monday, the beginning of a new week and the beginning of a new flow from heaven to earth of revelation, encouragement, inspiration, mysteries solved, and relationship increased. Isn't that something? On Monday, all that comes on Monday, or the beginning of it at least. I'm George Watkins. Thank you for spending some time with me this morning as we rev up our engines, spiritual dynamos that we are, and broadcast and declare and pronounce the name of the Lord and the day of the Lord in this hour. Amen. Well, I want to talk about praise and worship today, but I want to ask you a question. Why do birds sing on a cold, gray day? Now, if you live in Florida or southern Texas, well, you know, I'm picking on a few states where it's warmer and longer, you don't ask that question that often, but we're coming into June in a few days in the Northwest. And I walked out the other day, it was cold and gray. And I heard the birds singing, and I said, oh boy, there we go. God's signet, God's voice right out there in the front yard in one of my trees. Why do birds sing on a cold, gray day? When we get depressed or down in the dumps, we don't feel like moving out of the house. Unless you're forced to work, like you are when you're younger, of course. Get a little older, you have ways around that. Well, it's true. The weather affects us. It's something to do with the soul, something to do with the psyche. Sun comes out, you're ready to rock and roll, ready to get out there and mow the lawn or build something or go on a trip, go to the beach. Why do they sing? I tell you, in simple terms, right out of the gate, they sing because God put it in them and it's got to come out. I love what broke through in Revelation in Luke 19:40, where Jesus comes down from the mountain and the multitude of disciples. Now, it wasn't just the 12. By this time, he had quite a crowd. They would pack the stadium out if he had one, but they packed the seashore out, and they packed the mountainside out and the cities. Well, came down from the mountain, and they began to praise God for the king and for the majesty of God and all that. And some of the Pharisees said, stop them. Shouldn't be doing that. Jesus said a curious thing. He said, if they stop, that rock over there will start singing. Oh, wait a minute now. We've got a pressure point here. We've got a back pressure, as they call it, in the pipes. I don't know if you've ever played around with plumbing or any other kind of water source. And you try to plug one thing up, if you got enough power coming in through the pressure, you're going to blow a gasket somewhere. And God put within every created thing he ever created, his DNA. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you probably already know, that everything is alive. The stone that is on the ground looking hard and cold and stable, static, as they say. That puppy is moving with the atoms that keeps it in its shape. God created that stone. And when he did, he put his fingerprints on it. He put his voice in it. He put his DNA in it. And he put the glory of God in it. Everything is held together by the word in Christ and held together by Christ. So the dynamics of everything you see, that's, you can knock on it and tap it and throw it and sit on it, everything that God has created is alive in the form he created it in. And in that form, he put praise and worship. Why? Because that's the nature of heaven. That's the nature of the kingdom, is to release the glory that was given to us back to the Father. Amen. So, on those cold, gray days, the birds are doing what they know to do. They're releasing glory back to the Father. Now, what happens then when his created children, you and I, we are his children, whether we're born again or not, we're still his children. He's got his hook in us because life, his life is in us. You cannot breathe without God's life. Didn't say you were saved automatically or, you know, everybody's a Christian. Didn't say that. I said, if you're breathing air, you've got life and there's only one source of life. There's no fake life or junior life. There's God's life. He breathed into the human nature, into the human species, his life. And when he did, the glory of God went in to us. And the release valve has to be open so it goes back to him. You see, everything returns back to the Father. Everything. Ecclesiastes says when we die, our spirits go back to the Father. Now you figure that one out. You figure that one out. Everybody's spirit goes back to the Father. Let's check that. Well, go ahead and fuss around with it. But it says it in Ecclesiastes, because everything he's planted will come back. Some of it with increase and some of it not increased. But that spirit that he gave to this human body will return to him someday. Now, I always bring up more questions than answers. I guess that's the name of the game, huh? That's good. You need to question. You need to be curious about the Word of God and about the things of God. You need to be asking him questions. He'll give you answers. I had an angelic visitation some time ago, and the angel played back my prayer. Can you believe that? And recording of my prayer, for crying out loud, he played it back. I heard myself praying, oh God, show me this thing, you know, teach me. And boom, the answer comes because I had asked. Wow, that's pretty powerful. I love that. Now, praise and worship then is locked into our DNA, and it's got to come out. Now, if it doesn't come out, gaskets blow. If we don't give praise to God, it's like exhaling. You need breath. You need breath. Dr. Watkins says you need to breathe. But if you're only inhaling and not exhaling, it's not going to work. You breathe in, but you have to give out so you can breathe in again. Hey, that sounds like sowing and reaping, doesn't it? It sounds like if we give, we'll get back more. There's a rhythm in the kingdom of God, in the spiritual world, in the created DNA that you and I are. There's a rhythm of give and take. We receive and we give. We receive and we give. So God gave glory. God gave his DNA. Worship, praise and worship, is a exhale back to the Father. And as we're exhaling back to the Father, we breathe in again for some more fresh manna from God, fresh glory. Now, that's why we worship. Sadly to say, a lot across the general scope of the church, worship is pretty thin. I mean, we sing songs, but sometimes, you know, it's just like, get it over with, let's get on, gotta go home. Worship and praise is a daily function, whether you're in the pew, in the church building or not. whether you have the 14 guitars and 17 drum sets, whatever you got going. I've been in church with 14 guitars, believe me. Whether you have all that, you don't need that. You need a heart that releases praise and worship. Now, that's why the birds sing, because I haven't been doing my part enough. So they're out there in my front yard singing to the Lord, expressing what should be coming out of my mouth is coming out of the bird out there in the tree. Oh, wow. So I'm replaced by a bird. Boy, that makes me feel great. Well, get the point? I'm bringing an illustration here, picking on me just to do it. When you don't praise and worship, the rocks will cry out and sing. You know, interesting little caveat here on rocks. Someone told me years ago, and I'm not a scientist, I didn't study it out myself, but I believe the man that told me. The cassette tape, that little ribbon that ran through the machine and got tangled up all the time, you had to wind it with your finger. They say that was made out of rocks. And that rock turned into a voice, a song, a sermon. Wow. How about that for God's hand on things? So, what do we do with this newfound knowledge about worship? The Psalms are filled with help if you need some direction. Sing unto the Lord. Give praise to his name. Oh, David and Asaph and some of those other fellows that added to the Psalms. What a connection they have. David, they say David made thousands of different instruments to add to the worship. When he had his kingdom at its height, he was the head, you know, the top king in the whole history of Israel. When he had his kingdom, they had 24-hour worship on the hillside in a tent. 24 hours. Every hour or so, a new set of worshipers came in. And it floated down. Now, you know, sound goes down. It's like the cold air in your refrigerator. When you open up, you know, the reefer or the refrigerator, ice box, as I used to call it. I actually was a kid when they had ice in the ice box, so I say ice box. You feel that cold on your feet? Well, sound does the same thing. If you're on a mountain and you yell, you can yell down and people hear you pretty good. So David put the worshipers up on the hillside, and Jerusalem was filled with 24 hours of worship long before they had the tape player and the record player. Why? Because he was giving back God his due service. You and I, if we don't have an expression of worship and praise, now it's not a sound all the time. It's not some kind of singing or humming or, you know, tune. Even words we make up. Often it's just the heart that's singing inside of us. My spirit can speak, and it even speaks in tongues silently often. I can hear it in my head. I can hear my spirit saying things. Well, worship. Thank you, Lord. I love you today, Father. You are my Father, and I love you. That comes out of my spirit. So I want to give you some homework for this week. Let's ramp up. Let's upscale our worship. And I want you to see the difference in the end of the week with circumstances that change, things that come together, doors that open, physical body, better sleep, relationships different. When you begin to give out and express and excel, yeah, and excel, do the excelling, but you intake and you excel, get it out. It's early. Amen. How about that? That's why birds sing. You didn't know that? I just told you. They're out there filling in for you and I, because the glory of God has to go back. It's the rhythm of life. It's the rhythm of God's creation. It's the thing that he has done so that you and I can have a full existence, and the sweet peace of God flows on us, and we understand that God is in control. I love you guys. Thank you for being with me today. When you hear the bird, remember he's a team player with you, expressing praise back to the Father, expressing the glory back to the Father. That's something. Amen. Well, subscribe if you haven't. Pray for me, because we are pressing into some new territory and some new revelation that God's given. And I want to increase what God's given me to do here on the internet for these next days and months ahead. I believe God's got some keys and doors he's going to open. So pray for us. Thank you for that. And if God's nudging you to send us a financial blessing, a gift, PayPal will make it happen, or put it in the mail. It still works. And we receive it and thank you for it. Several of you are doing that, and it is a great strength and blessing and an encouragement to us. Amen. Well, Tuesday's coming. We'll see you in the morning. I know you'll be there with your cup of coffee and your notebook. We'll have a good time. Until then, let the strength of God continue to be your steel rod in your backbone, and the hand that reaches to someone to help them, let the hand of God be in your hand, because he will never leave you or forsake you.